This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Right now, Cowboys COO Stephen Jones joining us on your home of the Cowboys to talk about this and the other big storyline to the day with America's team. Good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Doing great. How you guys doing?
Oh, we are doing fantastic here on a Football Friday, and we look forward to talking about the game with you. If you don't mind, I'd love to get your thoughts on this big storyline, unfortunately, with Skip Bayless kind of stepping in it yesterday. What do you think about the way Dak Prescott has responded to this criticism regarding his vulnerability here on mental health?
Well, first of all, it goes without saying what we think of Dak Prescott, what he's accomplished in his life in a short period of time, starting at Mississippi State and then running through, his first 4 years in the NFL, about to be five. He's rare. I mean, he never blinks. And certainly anything, any obstacles that he has in his life, which we all have them, there's not a doubt in my mind he handles in a rare way. And that's the way Dak is, and certainly we have nothing but tremendous amount of support for him and what he's about, and anything that he goes through, there's no one thinking of him more than we are, and obviously our thoughts and prayers are always not only with him but all our players. I mean, and for that matter, everybody in our organization, everybody has challenges, everybody has obstacles, and everybody deals with them in their own special way, and we hope nothing but the best for anybody that we're around, involved with, and have nothing but support.
He's been through some tough stuff, Stephen. Have you guys ever seen him falter or fail to be the strong leader?
Never. And, he obviously has been through a lot. He's been through a lot of ups and a lot of downs, and you know, any man who loses their mother, I can't fathom. I have my mother. I can't fathom what I'd do without her. I don't know how I would handle if I lost her. And certainly he's had to go through that. And then to lose, a brother, another family member so close, it's just a lot for any young man to handle. And, he seems invincible when you watch him. When you watch how he carries himself, when you watch him under pressure, when you watch him having fun, he's just, he's a man's man, and we have nothing but support for him.
Stephen, last night with the NFL season actually getting underway, it was really kind of bizarre to me. The feeling was so much different because we're used to having this ramp up with all these preseason games, and then it arrives, but this one just kind of arrived. Was it strange for you at all watching it with how the ramp up to this was just something we've never seen?
Well, it was, actually, once it got going, you felt great. I agree. It was like it was on you, and you never got to ramp up to it. But I'll tell you what, it didn't disappoint. What a hell of a game. Two great teams. Obviously, two great quarterbacks. Hats off to Patrick Mahomes. I mean, he is now. I think they started off that way when the broadcast started. He's the face of the league. And rightfully so, he won the Super Bowl MVP and won the Super Bowl. And, it's all in front of him. And he's certainly anything and everything a league could ask for in terms of who you want to represent you and who you want to be a part of our league going forward. We feel like we got someone very similar in Dak Prescott right here in Dallas. Just represents everything the right way, everything you want to. Your organization to represent, everything you want to have your league be represented by. So, but it was just great football. Two well-coached teams. Obviously, hats off to Andy Reid. Congrats to him from last year. But he had his team prepared, and the Texans have a really good football team as well. But it was entertaining to watch. And I just felt like we put a great product on the field. Hats off to the league, their medical staff for getting everybody prepared and getting everybody healthy. And it was great to see it go off in such great form. And I do think it's one of the, I think it's the most watched game, since the Super Bowl, and our most watched television programming since the Super Bowl. So obviously everybody tuned in for it, and I thought it was the game was great, and it was what the NFL hopes to represent every time we put a game on television.
Andy Reid last night didn't look like he'd practiced with that face visor on. He was having a real bad fog up effect there. Is Coach McCarthy prepared with his facial equipment?
Well, I'm sure he is. I mean, I'd seen Mike with a, with the shield on. They go more for the mask, and to each his own. And who's ever going to question what Andy Reid's done? One of the great football coaches to ever come to the league, Super Bowl champion, and certainly hats off to them.
Steven, I haven't ever had the chance to ask you this question since I've started in broadcasting here, but. Guys like myself, the clowns of the world, that always say, well, why didn't they sign Dak Prescott 2 years ago? You know, you say so many positive things about Dak and all that and what he means to you and the organization and all that. What am I missing here? What am I missing with Dak Prescott?
It's so difficult for us even. As you know, we've never not gotten a player signed that we wanted to get signed. I mean, that's just how we go. But this one's been a little more difficult. And, you know, we're talking about a situation where he's going to represent so much of your salary cap. And I think he understands where we're coming from. We're trying to get in a situation where we can keep Dak surrounded by great players. The only thing Dak's missing from Patrick Mahomes is winning that Super Bowl.
Right.
And that's, that's what we want for him. I don't think he would ever question our will and our want to surround him with great players. I mean, there we picked CeeDee Lamb with the first pick in the draft and, loading him up to be as successful as he can possibly be. And, I really don't have any problem with the situation other than, I admire him because he never blinks. And I will say this, I think he's, on hindsight, I wouldn't have said that to my son 2 years ago. I'd said run in there and take that big guarantee and sign up. But I do think he's made money playing it out. We'll see what happens with the cap and how the virus affects our revenues for the upcoming couple of years. But, in general, barring something like that, where we really, really continue to struggle from a revenue standpoint of no fans and, reduced revenue, then that could affect his situation. But other than that, I mean, he's bet on himself and bet wisely. He's answered every bell, every call. And, I think anyone would tell you, I think Dak would tell you, I think his agent would tell you, he's put some very, very generous offers on the table. It's more principle type situations on length of term. I think everybody's gotten their hands around that's the problem. And obviously we want a longer term deal because we can spread the money out over more years and give us more room under the salary cap so we can, keep these young players we have in and around Dak. And, at the same time, he wants a shorter term deal because he sees how successful the league's been. And, the sooner you come up for contract, the sooner you'll get a bigger raise. And, that's been the history of the NFL. So he's not at fault either. I have nothing but respect for where he's been. And up to this point, I don't think it's really hurt anybody. He's obviously going to make a lot of money this year. And we all know he's going to make a whole lot more money in the future. And certainly we want it to be right here in Dallas.
Steven, I'm looking at your guys' injury report for today, and it says everybody was a full participant other than Jordan Lewis, who will not play Sunday night. But it was a walkthrough, right? So where are your three guys that are nicked up in terms of ability to play?
Well, I think we've got a great chance with all of them. I mean, we'll make those decisions as we get to L.A. and get out and let them warm up and, like we always do. But, for the most part, feel good that – if needed, everybody can play.
How confident are you Lyle Collins will be good to go after the 3 weeks?
You know, that's something we're just playing week to week. You know, I wish I had the answer to that. I think it's just getting him in a good place. I mean, unfortunately, you know, with no off-season program, you know, got a little behind the eight ball and then had an injury because just like all the other 80 players that came to our camp or 90, when you cut to 80, you know, everybody wasn't in the shape they're normally in when they go through the off-season program, quarterback schools, mini camps. You just can't get there. And so, you know, one of the challenges everybody in the league's had is to, you know, go through these acclimation periods of getting players in shape. And certainly Lyle's one of those guys. So we just it's a long season, and we have to be certainly mindful of that and make sure we don't rush it.
Start Sunday night.
Same with Sean Lee. Yeah, same with Sean
Lee. Yes, sir. Thank you for that. What kind of a Rams team do you have on your hands here? They've been to the Super Bowl recently. You guys tuned them up pretty good last December. How good is this L.A. team these days?
Well, they're always a handful. You know, as you said, they're Super Bowl, you know, been in the Super Bowl. Goff led them there. Great young quarterback, same vintage as Dak. You know, they got the best probably defensive player in the league in Aaron Donald. So, you know, they're going to be formidable and a great young coach with a great offensive mind who knows how to move the ball. So we've got our hands full. Obviously, it's going to be special to open up that new stadium. You know, somewhat a little bittersweet in that there won't be fans in it because it's amazing. And, you know, Jerry and I always thought it was going to, we didn't know if anyone could ever top our stadium. We certainly got our hands full competing with the quality and how unique and how special the Rams' new stadium is.
Steven, I know you're one of those guys, and when I was working with you, always wanted to protect yourself with your personnel. Do you feel like that you have protected yourself at right tackle going into this game and, you know, and not having to deal with something that happened with Chaz Green there several years ago? You feel like you're in a pretty good spot with that position?
We do. We you know, we've had obviously we signed Cam Irving for that reason, to be a swing tackle. And then you know, we've had a couple of young players in Steele and Knight who've had good camps for us. So we feel really good that we've got good alternatives there, and I feel like we'll get through that. Obviously, you know, you're missing something when you miss a Pro Bowl type caliber player in Lyle Collins. But I do feel like we've got the personnel that can get the job.
With it looking like Joe Looney's the center and Connor Williams is the left guard, was the lack of preseason games and just the uniqueness of how we got into this point of the regular season, does that make it harder to have a competition for younger guys to make a run at those guys and try to take a starting job?
It does. I mean, to be truthful, that is a fact. I mean, it's just harder when you don't have as much time to get acclimated, to learn the system. Obviously, we got a new coach, but a new offensive system, new offensive line coach. You know, we had plans early on, you know, before the draft that we might work either one of the Connors at center as well, drafted by Daz, and we just felt like, you know, unfortunately, Connor Williams was the incumbent, and he was coming off an injury, so he, you know, he was really, you know, couldn't just overdo him. And then certainly Connor McGovern pretty much was a redshirt last year. He was hurt, you know, pretty much fighting an injury from the day he walked in the door, and, you know, never really got a chance to see him there where he played some center at Penn State. So, you know, we just really felt like the smart thing to do with a short period of time was to keep everybody in their spot, let the two Connors compete, let the Looney compete with Baidaz and see what happens. I think Baidaz is coming along. He's going to certainly continue to challenge Joe, but Joe's, you know, one of the most liked guys, probably the most liked guy on the team, and a great leader, great energy, and he's the type of player you want on your team, and certainly, you know, a great guy to have there at center, you know, directing traffic in the offensive line.
Well, we sure enjoy Joe, and I'm sure you guys do too. We get a tiny little snippet of his personality, but he's outstanding. Steven, we appreciate your time as always. Give him hell Sunday night. We'll be pulling for you.
Thanks a lot, guys.